In 2010, American Express created Small Business Saturday, a new shopping day right after Black Friday to help small businesses get what they needed most, more customers. But for 2011, the goal was clear: make Small Business Saturday more than just a one-off event and cement its place as an official shopping day during the holiday season. American Express couldn't do that single-handedly, so they rallied business owners, consumers, and public officials to help. First, they gave small business owners a toolkit to carry the day. American Express armed them with everything they'd need, from a Shop Small badge, to posters, to social marketing tools. This digital kit featured a YouTube video maker for businesses to make their own ads, a Facebook page builder, and a way to launch online deals through Foursquare. Over 500,000 owners took advantage. Next, American Express reached out to get public officials on board. Communities and states from coast to coast declared their support. Even the Senate stepped up and passed a resolution declaring Small Business Saturday an official day, unanimously. Finally, American Express rallied millions of shoppers to join the movement by finding local businesses and pledging to make one small purchase.
I pledge to shop small at Big Top Candy Shop.
Allen's Boots.
At Juno Baby Store.
Make the pledge to shop small.
Please!
Shop small on Small Business Saturday.
So how big was it?
You know, 20% increase. Our sales were up about 30%.
166% increase from last year.
In the end, it became a top 10 trending topic on Twitter. The second annual Small Business Saturday reached 2.7 million likes on Facebook, more than double the first year. Most importantly, 103 million Americans shop small, from California to Washington, D.C.
This is Small Business Saturday, so we're out here supporting small businesses.
In just over a year, Small Business Saturday went from a day that didn't exist to a permanent fixture on the holiday shopping calendar. See you next year.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to Show Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM. Today is the fourth Saturday of the month of November, which means we get to celebrate Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, a holiday established in 2010 by American Express. And today is the day to celebrate the small business in each of our communities. This holiday has become such a big deal that not only has become a national holiday, but nowadays it's actually an international holiday. And it gets celebrated in the UK and also in Mexico. So little by little it's growing, and now it's a humongous movement at national level and pretty soon at international level. So the purpose of this holiday is to remember the small business in our communities. As you know, every fourth Friday of the month is Black Friday, and everybody goes to the big stores, to all the big brands, but we often forget to visit their small business, and this is the season when they need us the most. Let me make it clear, they don't make a lot of sales during the holidays because everybody wants the big sales, the big stores, and I understand, I've done it myself, but we must not forget the small business in our community. So Saturday is the day to celebrate those small business. Please make a purchase, and if you cannot make a purchase, please do a video, do an audio, do something to promote the small business in your community. You can choose any business that you want in your community. It doesn't have to be any particular business, but do please remember to promote the business in your community. Even mention it on social media, adding the hashtag ShopSmall or the Small Business Saturday can go a very long way to bring awareness about supporting the small business in each of our communities. So get ready. Today, we're going to be celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday. And with that, I'm going to go to our first musical break. But before we go to that, let me tell you what the next song means to me. When I was young, I used to work in a Hollywood video in Sherman Oaks. I used to be an assistant manager there. And every single morning, I would get up early in the morning and stop at my local Starbucks and obviously get my coffee, walk down the street and smell of morning, of especially during this holiday season. It's amazing. So anyhow, I used to walk down the street on Ventura Boulevard with my coffee in hand and ready to begin my day of work at Hollywood Video. There is nothing like the greater feeling of opening the store, cleaning the counters, welcoming people into the store with a smile, and get ready for a wonderful day. Anybody who's been a business owner knows the beauty of actually opening the door to your business, doing a little bit of cleaning, and get ready for another day. Also, what this next song reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to see You Got Mail, the movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. This is the theme song from the movie, and I love this movie because it's not just a romantic movie, but it's a movie that renders tribute to the small business community. About 40% of the movie is around this small business community and the small bookstore that the main character owns. So, this movie is a full tribute to the small business community and the challenges that sometimes we face against the major corporations. So, as a business owner and as a business leader, I fully understand that. So we want to say hello to all the small business owners that are listening today, and we want to remind you that today is your day. So smile, know that we love you, and today we're gonna be celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday. So without further ado, I present to you from the original motion picture soundtrack, You Got Mail, Dreams by the Cranberries.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5 FM.
And we're back. And today we're celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, a holiday to remember and celebrate small business in our communities. One of the toughest decisions to make in life is to decide to become independent. And that's what small business owners do. They live a life of comfort and secureness, so they say. Going against the standards that society try to make you believe that you should have a job, that you should work for the big man. But some brave people decide to stop that, to one day actually become their own boss and actually become owners. And yes, it comes with a lot of responsibilities and a lot of times with hard times because, let's face it, it's not easy and it's not cheap. But it gives you great pleasure knowing that you do not work for the big man and now you are a small business owner and you get the chance to actually be your own boss, to set your own schedule. And if you work hard, it's perfectly fine. Yes, please do work as hard as you can, but for your own business, not for somebody else's business. Even if we don't make a lot of money, but we live the dream that we always wanted, we actually get to experience what we always dream of. And I don't think there's bigger luxury than that, than to actually live your life the way that you want, being happy and being comfortable with yourself. Don't get me wrong, I understand some people actually are happy working and we couldn't have business without the labor, without the people who every morning get up and go to work. But today is Small Business Saturday, so today we get to celebrate small business owners. So I want to make sure that all small business owners know that you have my full respect and admiration. We love you and you are a huge part of our society. You're a huge part of our communities and it could never be the same without our small business in our communities. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break with Golden from Jill Scott, which that's what this song is all about. About your freedom, about being independent, and feeling amazing. So don't go anywhere, we still got a lot more.
For communities to thrive, small businesses need to thrive. That's why in 2010, American Express founded Small Business Saturday, a day dedicated to helping small businesses get more customers through their doors on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It's helping the community, it's helping the people, and it's helping us.
It's been great all day. We had a line for the first time ever.
Everyone stands up to pitch in.
You're going to see doctors. You're going to see bus drivers. You're going to see students.
It's not just a shopping experience. It's really more of a social experience. It makes the neighborhood more vibrant.
On Small Business Saturday, do your part and help make it matter.
Shop small, baby. Way to go.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
From me, I was born into it.
we're back. And today we are celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, a holiday to celebrate and honor all the small business in the United States and throughout the world. And we cannot forget all the small business owned by females, which makes it even harder, even greater. We know they got bigger challenges and they got less opportunities. Still, even in this time and age, they still got less opportunities than the males. So, my utmost respect for all the female small business owners in our communities. Speaking of that, my first role model was my own mother, who for 65 years worked as a cosmetologist, and for over 30 years, she was a business owner right here in Panama City in our community. So it's not easy. I know it because I'm the son of a small business owner who happened to be a female. I clearly remember the struggle she had to go through. I remember her counting every single dollar to make sure she had enough money to pay the bills, to pay the employees, and everybody involved in that small business. Helena's hair salon for over 15 years was at Plaza del Valle right here in Panama City, and she welcomed many, many customers throughout the years who up to this day, many of them still talk to her, although her business no longer exists and she is no longer a cosmetologist. She now has retired. But even after her retirement, she became an officer at our Panama City Chamber of Commerce. So now that she's retired, she continues to serve the business community right here in Panama City and throughout the entire San Fernando Valley. So I want to take a minute to say hello to my beautiful mother and thank her for her service and for being a role model and example of a small business. This episode is dedicated to Elena Peña, my mother, a single mother of seven, a former small business owner, and a business leader in our beautiful San Fernando Valley. Thank you, Mom, for being a role model, for being an example, and for serving our community. So, I hope many other females find this as an inspiration to excel, to grow, to become business owners, regardless of your situation. Even if you're a single mom, you can make it. If my mom can make it, all of you can make it. Never give up and have faith in the Lord. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break with She Works Hard for Her Money by Donna Summer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Oh,
And we're back. But we cannot forget all the male business owners, all the male hardworking men that every day get up early in the morning. I met many of them, and I used to be one of them when I was young. There was a time where I used to get up at 4 in the morning, be ready by 5, and at 5 in the morning, I was at the bus stop, waiting for the bus to take me to work, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was punching in already at my place of work. That's what happens when you're passionate, when you love what you do, when you don't give up, and regardless of what you have to go through, you still push forward. I know many men that do that every single day. They get up early in the morning, at 5, 6 in the morning. You can hear all these people turning on their engines, getting their coffee, and heading out to work. Well, small business owners work just as hard, especially those little mom and pop shops. I mean, have you ever passed by a local donut shop? At 6 in the morning, they already are packed. And yes, somebody's behind the counter. Somebody's working hard. And many of them are owned by small business owners. They too get up at 4 or 5 in the morning to be ready and make sure that their shop is ready by 6 o'clock in the morning. So those are the people that I respect. Those are the people that I love. Those are the people that I admire, because we know it's not easy. But yet, is what they provide to our community, to our society. I'm the kind of person who would have not been able to make it without my coffee, and if there was no shop open at those hours. So we want to make sure that you know that you are acknowledged, that we know about you, that we love you, and we respect the work that you do every single day to get us through, to make sure that we have our coffee and much, much more. So with that, we're going to go to our next musical break. But if you have a chance, stop by your local shop and thank all the men that get up early in the morning to go to work. And if you know any male, a small business owner, please shake their hand and tell them that we appreciate them. We'll be right back.
I think having an event is the best thing you can possibly do.
The joke is like DIY means do it yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of DIT, like do it together.
The beauty of Shop Small Studio is it gives you a lot of the tools that you need to throw a successful event.
I would start with social media. Tell people you're having an event.
We try to engage some other small businesses. There's an ice cream truck that my friends own, so we ask them to come and offer ice cream on that day.
For restaurants who want to get involved, create a dish. Make something awesome, get on social media, spread the word.
For me, it really works to bring a DJ and to bring food and to have some sort of giveaway. But for other people, that doesn't work because it's not authentic to their brand or to their company.
Use the digital assets from Shop Small Studio.
For online, I'm really going to use the badge and the templated newsletter to get the word out and let people know what we're doing.
I think that we can work together to have a cute display going. As people walk by your window the next couple weeks, they're going to get excited.
For our retail accounts, they'll be using more of the hard copy materials, the flyers and the save the dates to give away to their customers.
I thought we could blow up the Shop Small balloons, but also incorporate your brand colors of orange and yellow, tape them to a massive piece of foam core and make like a DIY photo booth. Easy. Anybody can do this.
I really think it's just like, what would you want to do? What would you want to participate in? And thinking of it that way, that's the beauty of small businesses, is that they're different.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Together, then it starts.
And we're back. And today we are celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, a holiday to remind everybody to remember your small business in your community. As we know, Black Friday is the big day for sales in the big stores. But we often forget to support our local small businesses. And I'm telling you from experience, this is probably the hardest season for many of them. We don't sell as much as the big stores, so the bills keep on piling up. The bills still coming. We still gotta pay rent, we still gotta pay electricity, we still gotta pay internet, and so many other bills, including the salaries of those employees who work for us as well. At the end, we're lucky if we end up keeping $100 in our pocket for ourselves. So often, small business owners don't get a lot of money. And that creates a lot of stress. That creates a lot of even problems, sometimes at home. And we don't want that for small business owners. So the way that we can help is by supporting their small businesses to make sure that they make some sales. So please go out there today, pick your favorite small business in your community and make a small purchase. Every single dollar counts. In fact, also, when you make a purchase in your community, 70% of that taxes stay in your community, comes back to your community. So you're helping the small business, but you also are helping the neighborhood that you live in. So go into your own neighborhood. Don't make more big purchases for the big stores, for the fancy areas. Please visit your local small business in your community and make a simple purchase. If we all can make even one small purchase, we can really make a difference in our community and in the lives of those small business owners. Today is the day to celebrate small business owners, and we want to remind them to never give up, to never surrender, to know that we got your back. Our local chambers are ready to support you. Our local chambers are ready to help you. There's plenty of nonprofits in the San Fernando Valley that can help your small business. Icon CDC is one of the nonprofits in the San Fernando Valley that can help your small business. If for whatever reason they cannot help your business, you can also contact our chamber, the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, and I'll be more than happy to connect you with the right people to get your business through. So just don't give up. Don't surrender, and there's plenty of us who are willing to help your small business because we understand you, because we know the struggles that sometimes you have to go through in order to pull through. So never give up, never surrender, and please seek help if your business needs help. If you need help, give us a call and let us know, because government agencies, nonprofits, and many individuals such as myself are ready to help your business. So don't think for a single minute that you're on your own, that you're alone, and that there's nobody there to help with your small business. With that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We still got a lot more to go.
Hi, everyone. This is Senator Caroline Menjivar representing Burbank and the Greater San Fernando Valley. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner. I'm so excited for this day because we get the opportunity to uplift our small business owners, the small businesses that make up my district, District 20. If you don't know about the San Fernando Valley and Burbank, it's made up of individuals that are so creative. I have the opportunity to represent so many entrepreneurs, so many individuals that join our farmer markets, that's joined other A18 market events, events that are showcasing our small business owners. I'm so excited to drive alongside Sherman Way Boulevard, Van Nuys Boulevard, that are showcasing the many individual small businesses that make up my district. Don't forget to shop small. Tell your friends, tell your families, go out to the Greater District 20 and all of California. Take out that cash and card and shop small.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
We'll be right back.
Today, we're celebrating Shop Small, Small Business Saturday, a day to honor and celebrate small business in our community. So make sure that today you go out there and make some of your purchases, but make sure that you visit a small local business in your community. You can pick any business that you want as long as it's a small business in your community. So help us celebrate Shop Small, Small Business Saturday and support a small business in your community. And I want to take a minute to thank some of our local agencies. I want to thank all the neighborhood councils in the area that are supporting this very special day. I want to thank the Los Angeles City Council, the office of the Los Angeles City Mayor, or Assembly Member, or Senator, or U.S. Representative, and the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, who they all are supporting our small business today on Small Business Saturday. So thank you to all. And with that, I'm going to go to our next musical break. But please don't forget to go out there today and support a small business. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Moment, holding the night.
We're back. And you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. And today we're certainly having fun celebrating and supporting a small business in our community. Today is the day to go out there, make purchases, and help a small business in your community. You can pick any small business that you like in your community, and you will be doing a great cause to your community, to a small business, and to many, many other people who benefit from this movement. We're talking about the employees, we're talking about the customers, we're talking about the neighborhood, about everything that goes on in your community. Definitely, the small business in our communities are the backbone of our communities, of our city, of our state, and the United States. So it is important that we all support small business, in particular today on Small Business Saturday. Please stay tuned to KROJ 101.5 FM. Unfortunately, the time's up for me, so I will see you guys next week. But please, for the rest of the day, make sure that you go visit a small business in your community and support your favorite local small business. Signing off from the studios at KROJ 101.5 FM, yours truly, Sal Mejia.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM.